B'tavach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Question which I want to address is, why is Moshe absent from the Parsha? There have been many, many answers offered to this question. Most famously, when Moshe Rabbeinu protested to the Ribbono Shel Olam that Kadosh Baruch Hu must forgive Klal Yisrael for Chet HaEgel, and if not, Mecheni Na Miser for Klal Sher Kasavta. And here is the fruition of that statement. Instead of that statement being understood as it was intended, as conditional, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu at its plain meaning, and that is, Mecheni Misivcha Sher Kasavta, as though it was already stated as an absolute. So everybody, the lesson, of course, is that a tzaddik for sure, and everyone has to be very careful with the words that they use. But this is one of the most famous answers, but there are significant others, and I would like to delve down into a couple of these and perhaps offer a unifying theme. Another suggested answer is that Parshas Tetzaveh is often associated right around Zayin Adar, which is the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, Moshe's absence is marked by Moshe's absence, namely his absence from the world, whose Niftar, is marked by his absence from the Parsha. Challenge with this approach is that there is also a triennial cycle of the Kriya. Although we follow the annual cycle of the Kriya, there was an established practice of a triennial cycle. That being the case, it is not calendarically accurate that Tetzaveh would often fall out around the time of Zayin Adar. It's just impossible if it's a three-year cycle. Similarly, one may suggest that Tetzaveh is close to Purim and to Parshas Zachar. And these are also associated with Moshe Rabbeinu. Purim is associated with Moshe Rabbeinu because, of course, Chazal tell us that Haman thought, because it was the time of the Patir of Moshe, this is a bad time for Klal Yisrael, and this is a good time to wipe Klal Yisrael out. And again, this answer is posed with the same exact challenge. This is only true if you have an annual cycle, but this is not the only cycle of the Kriya that Klal Yisrael has ever had. So I would like to suggest one idea, which perhaps unifies all of these various answers and removes the question of whether this is calendarically accurate or not. And that is, if you think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu, what was sort of his unique character trait? His unique character trait, or one of his unique character traits, was that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish who stood up for what was right. He stood up for Klal Yisrael. He stood up for Torah. He stood up for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, take that one step further. If you go back to Moshe Rabbeinu's initial introduction to us in the Chumash, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu stood up for the Mitzri against the Jew. He stood up when the two Jews were fighting with each other. He stood up against the Roam for Benos Yisrael. He stood up against Paro. And here we have Moshe Rabbeinu standing up even against the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he wants to destroy, he wants to wipe out, he wants to punish Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu even stands up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the essential essence of what Moshe Rabbeinu represents in a certain way is the ability to stand up, stand tall, to stand fast for Klal Yisrael, even if it means standing up to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And this mitzvah of standing up and standing strong is indeed, I believe, very simply, the message of the Megillah as well. The message of the Megillah is Mordechai, lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. Esther goes into the house without invitation, without reshus. She goes in, Mordechai does what he does, and this is about standing up for Klal Yisrael. This is what it is. It is having the strength of character, the fortitude to stand up for what is right. And this is all of the explanations of Moshe's absence from Tetzaveh. Moshe's absent from Tetzaveh because Mecheni Na Misifrecha, that's about standing up. He's absent because it's connected to Zayin Adar. Well, Zayin Adar is significant for Chazal in the sense that Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and Moshe stands up. We also read Parsha Zachar at this time. Amalek, Haman, and Klal Yisrael stands up, and Moshe stands up, and Mordechai stands up. And there is a fascinating point that the Rav Soloveitchik makes. Rav Soloveitchik notes that there are two words in the Torah for community. One is kahal, and one is eda. And he suggests that eda is often, if not entirely, associated with the negativity of Klal Yisrael. And kahal is associated with the most supreme, supernal, divine, spiritual essence of what Klal Yisrael is. For example, you see that most famously, Adas Korach, Korach v'Adaso, is a terrible time for Klal Yisrael, referred to as an eda. The Meraglim are referred to as an eda. On Kol Nidre, Yom Kippur night, the Nislach, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael in that statement in Kol Nidre is the Nislach L'chol Anas B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael in their sinning state, we call ourselves an Eda. The notion of Eda represents Klal Yisrael at its worst, if you will. Kahal, by contrast, represents Klal Yisrael at its highest. Hayakel Moshe. Moshe collects all of Klal Yisrael. There's a mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel is to bring one together for the purposes of a spiritual refinement and divine connection, both to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to one another. So Kahal and Eda are indeed counterpoints to one another. And the idea of these two words reflecting the two qualities of Klal Yisrael in their different states is even hinted to, says Rabbi Blech, in the words themselves. What does Eda come from? The root of Eda is actually aid, which means witness. The only thing one needs for evil to occur in the world is for a person to stand by and witness and do nothing. When you stand by, when you're an aid, when your approach to life is just standing by and witnessing and not really getting involved, that is the recipe for disaster. It's the recipe for disaster for Klal Yisrael, and indeed it is a recipe for self-destruction as well. To be an aid in life, just to walk around witnessing things, but never actually putting yourself out, whether it's for Torah, or for mitzvos, for Ribono Shel Olam, for Klal Yisrael, for a neighbor, that is a life which is ultimately doomed. Now, Kahal is different. Kahal comes from the word kol, which means a voice. When you have one lonely voice whispering, it's barely hard to hear. But when you take one voice and two voices and three voices and combine them together, that call can go from a whisper to a shout. One lonely voice singing can do whatever it can do. But multiple voices singing together creates a symphony. The distinction between Kahal and Eda is about simply standing by and witnessing and doing nothing. Kahal, by contrast, is coming together to give chizuk to one another, to support one another, to stand up and stand tall for when it's necessary and important and critical. And indeed, if you look at the end of the Megillah tells us, Lihikohel v'lamod al nafsham, the Jewish people came together as a kahal to support, protect, and defend one another against the onslaught of the Persians. This is the essence of what it means to be an Eved Hashem, to be a Mordechai, to be an Esther, to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, is to be able to have the strength of character to stand up and stand in when we see something terrible happening, when we see evil in the world, when we see that we are moved and attracted to the worst impulses of our nature. We have the sense of kahal, that we are part of something bigger, we are part of something greater, and that gives us the strength to be able to stand up and do the right thing. This is the message of the Megillah. This is the message of Purim. And this is, I believe, why Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu, is absent. The absence of Moshe Rabbeinu in Tetzaveh is what calls our attention to Moshe Rabbeinu. And what is Tetzaveh? Tetzaveh is about the binyan of the Mishkan and the Kelim. There's all these parshios. It's about the essential Avodas Hashem. And the essence of Avodas Hashem is to be able to have the strength of character to conduct ourselves as a kahal, and not chas v'shalom, as an eda, as a simple witness, watching life pass us by. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to be a b'nei kahal kadosh, kehila kadosha, and in doing so, hasten the bi'as kohal b'mher of Yameinu. Amen.